This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The coronavirus outbreak is going to get worse before it gets better. That's the sobering message today from Governor Polis.
There are more difficult days ahead. And I know that many Coloradans are upset, frustrated, and in fact scared.
The state announced 16 new presumptive positive COVID-19 cases today, and Polis says that number is likely to grow rapidly as the disease spreads and testing increases. In one concrete move, the governor is advising older people and those with compromised immune systems to avoid the high country. 9 cases have been diagnosed so far in Aspen, and Polis says it appears the virus is circulating in the community.
What we saw today was evidence of community spread. It appears the virus will be disproportionately hitting our resort and mountain communities first.
The state is recommending schools that have a student or faculty member who tested positive for COVID-19 to close the building for 72 hours for deep cleaning. School districts with multiple widespread cases could close for at least 2 weeks. Colorado continues to expand its testing capacity with more than 160 people swabbed today at the newly opened drive-up testing facility in Denver. Polis says those results will help track the disease's presence in the metro area. Currently, the high country has only one drive-up facility for testing, and that's in Lowry. But Polis says they are working to add more. 46 degrees with light rain in Grand Junction. It is 64 and partly cloudy for Denver. This is CPR News.